Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome, buddy, back to a brand new edition of The Podcast. I'll be the host of your podcast, Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
B-Man
from Austin, Texas. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
If you're listening, you got something you've been thinking about doing, God damn it, go do it. It's the year of the dog. Let's go, boys.
I know. All right, B-Man here from the desert. I shot my mouth off last week about how warm it was. It's absolutely freezing here. I'm sure it's warmer where Matt is. Matt Cobb, the producer, FCTP. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, man, don't be fooled by that hoodie. It's like 70-some degrees while it's dark out right now.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so listen. If you just listen to the pre-part of this, here's the deal. Seahawks continue to roll. We will talk about them dominating a little bit more. So today, got into work. Everybody's all fired up. And Miles and Thor were like, what's the cheapest ticket? I was like, I don't know, $700, $800. And then physically said out loud, I said, if I can find one somebody selling at cost that just wants to go to another Seahawks fan, I'm going to pull the trigger. So, like, look, it's fine. We can use names. Mike Hawk is hosting this weekend. I was with him on Saturday. So now I have a chance to – somebody just offered me and my buddy a ticket. So it's one seat, the one seat in front of it, at cost for the NFC Championship game.
Too. At cost.
At cost, right.
I feel like this is the part where we all talk about how much we love Mike. It's like, look, man, I love Mike, okay? Don't get me wrong. That guy's awesome. But this is the championship.
I know. I'm with you. And okay. It is. Like in 2014, I didn't have a chance to go to the game, so I didn't sweat it. But in 2013... the year they went to the Super Bowl and won, a guy I used to work with, right? If any of the old school listeners are on here, Top Shelf, right? Top Shelf always had season tickets. And he was like, I got a ticket for you at cost to the NFC Championship. Now, keep in mind, this was the infamous tip game against the Niners. And I was dating a girl, and she said, no, we should watch it together. And I said, all right. So I didn't go. She napped for, I'd say, the bulk of that f***ing game. And you can hear it in my voice. I have never really forgiven myself. So I'm like, God, I love you, Mike, but I feel like I got to pull this trigger.
Wait, so that girl with the other thing, are you guys still dating?
No.
When was the last time you guys spoke?
If that was 2013, 2014, 2015.
Life's short. You're the dog. Go to the game. Dude, it's like I talked about with Demon Energy, man. Sometimes you just got to do what you want to do. I know the right thing is going with Mike. That's obvious. You show up, you be a good guy, shake hands, kiss babies, bring some dip. But that's not what the dog in you wants, Ted. I know that. I can see the melancholy look to the side. You won't even look at the camera in the eye right now.
Well, I'm looking at the weather, too. It says it's going to be 45 and sunny. That's good tailgate weather.
Oh, that's prime, dude. It's prime for drinking on some concrete.
Oh.
Ted, Matt? I think...
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
I think Mike would do the exact same thing. If he was offered tickets at cost, he'd be like, oh, you guys are going to need to find a new place to watch that game, bro. Like, and you would totally understand. So,
correct.
He'll totally understand. You guys are good to go. You can just start barking in there. It's loud. Let the whole section know it's you're the dog. That team's got a lot of dogs on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you definitely got to go make as much noise as possible. Like, I didn't know that story about the other NFC championship game. Like, this feels like redemption tour time.
It does. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying this is a full redemption tour for the Seahawks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beat the Niners. You could beat the Rams again. And then, you know, if everything goes right, you get those Patriots at the Super Bowl. Look, I'm not going to shell out the money to go to the Super Bowl, but I don't have a massive interest in going to a Super Bowl. But I'm like, ooh, NFC championship game at home. I mean, the guy whose tailgate I know, I saw, I missed a message from him over the weekend that was like, dude, come down at least tailgate with us. So I'm like, ah, oh, it's already a good setup. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like I got to worry about what I'm going to do. I'm talking myself into it now. Jesus Christ.
Bro, what are we doing? No such thing as halfway crooks, dude. It sounds like you're going to that game. I'm proud of you. And you know what? I'll say this, man. 2013, we knew each other back then. Ever since you watched that game with her and didn't go, the mojo's been a little off. I'm looking to set that right, dude. Call me a witch doctor, but like, you know, it's time to right history's wrongs.
Well,
you want to find a wife? You go to that game, Ted. You want to get bigger, stronger, faster? You go to that game, Ted. You want to earn more money? You go to that game.
God damn it!
And you want to grow your hair back? You go to that f-ing game, Ted.
I've been saying since 2013. I remember being like, and I thought we were still going to date for a while after that. Being like, I would never give up a ticket again. And she did. She napped through most of it. And like, I woke her up at halftime. She was like, I still want to nap. And then when that tip happened, I started screaming. She's like, what's going on? I was like, just the greatest play I've ever seen.
Dude, yeah. That's if I'm thinking about anything this year, Ted, it's timeless principles. And one of your principles, it sounds like, is you were like, I will never pass up a ticket like that again. Now you have the chance to write history's wrong. You can be the victor in this story.
Yeah.
call me heartless. I'll f-ing call Mike right now. It's like, hey, Ted's busy. Like,
right. Well, so here's the other issue is that there was four of us going over there, but the other two are a couple that are my friends. Like, I don't know, might just be Mike on his own with his wife now watching that game, which I'm sure he'll be fine with.
Man, he has options, dude. He's got a lot of friends. He can go to a bar. Look, like I said, I love Mike. That guy's awesome. But he's a true fan, and a true fan would want you to go to that game.
Yeah. And I feel like it would validate my Seahawks fandom a little bit, right? Like, I always try to be like, well, I've been to London, I've been to Germany. But I don't know. Like, the last time I saw a playoff game there, don't come at me, people, but I was in Commanders gear. It was like 2006. Wow. So, I mean, I don't think I've seen a playoff game there in gear.
Yeah, that's fair. Honestly, I can't remember. I was at the Beastquake game because my old roommate was playing. But other than that, I think I went to like one regular season. Yeah, I don't think I've been to a playoff game maybe ever for the Seahawks. Definitely Mariners when I was a kid. But yeah, man, I don't think you need to validate your fandom. First of all, you went to Europe. You're good, man. You're done and dusted, dude. You're vetted.
Matt, what do you say?
Man, I mean, I think you kind of talked yourself into it at the beginning there. Like, I didn't realize you told yourself never again before, and now it's again. And it, so it,
I know it's the problem
never
with sports.
Not go to the game,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I would not if Mike isn't like, oh my god, dude, that's so awesome, I'm so happy for you, I would be shocked.
Yeah, I'm with you. And you're right. You can hear it in my voice now and talk myself into it. But I'm just like, it's not hard to talk into.
No, dude, that's perfect. With friends and, you know, I like that it'll be surrounded. You'll have some new people, some familiar people, people in front, people to the sides. Like, that's going to be like another one on your long list of core memories.
Yeah, you're right. I could be the interjection. Like, who knows? I might leave that section and be like, Ted, you coming back next year? I'm like, I'm never missing another game.
Exactly. Also, it's aligned with your principles. It's aligned with your identity as a Hawks fan. It feels like the obvious right choice for the hero in the journey.
There's so much that can happen here, but one thing that I feel like definitely won't happen is you being 13 years from now being like, damn, I went to that game. Never again.
Yeah, I should have gone to Mike's.
You're still regretting 2013, bro.
I know. Well, the problem is, like, Cobb, I tend to be a hype machine, too. So I was hyping Mike up all day. Like, all right, man, I'm going to be on the light rail by, like, 9 a.m. I'll be in Federal Way by, like, 10:30, 11. We should hit the bar first. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. I was like, I'll talk to my guys. I'll figure out how we're, you know, who's driving home, or we're just going to Uber. I'm like, it's f***ing on. And then literally, I mean, 5 minutes before I turn on this computer, she was like, hey, we have two tickets in our section. They're one right in front of the other. They're at this. And I go, all right, that's call. She's like, yeah, they just want to sell them to other Seahawks fans that care. And I was like, oh, God.
Dude, you got to jump on it before someone else does. That offer could be hanging out other places. You got to jump on it now.
Trust me. I have so here's the full disclosure, too, is my buddy Sean is the other guy. So he was like, I already have plans. And then we're on a group text. And I said, I have plans too, but give me a little bit of time. I got a podcast. And then he's texting me on the side, like, call me when you're done that podcast. I'm like, I will. Just feels like we kind of have to go.
Dude, and the story on those tickets, like, I just want him to go to other fans. It's like a little old lady drove this car for 25 years. She's been garaged. She's been babied, you know, 15,000 miles, but never seen the highway. It's like, come on. Like, this is the ticket of your dreams.
You watched on Saturday. Like,
yeah.
As much as I love the TV broadcast, like, and that viewing experience, that was like the first game in so long where I was like, damn, that would be tight to be there right now.
Oh, when he returned that kick. Oh, God. Jesus Christ, it was so good.
Electric. Can I frame this discussion in a little different way? I feel like, I don't know if it's apropos, but I'm in Texas. Obviously, it's more of the, you know, it's God's country, as they say. Ted, this ticket existing, like, everyone wants these tickets. People are selling them for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars more. This thing is a gift, man. This is a blessing for all the years that you have suffered as a fan and as a man, frankly. Like, this is like, tell Chris we're not on fire now, dude. When you're at a playoff game, FaceTime him. This is the celebration, man. Like, come on. This thing is a friggin' gift. I'm with Matt. I'm like, stop podcasting and text them that you're in. Jesus.
Is there a less year of the dog move than not going?
Oh, that's cat energy, dude. Honestly, you might as well end your year right there.
Meow, meow.
I mean, you're right.
Oh, Ted, dude. I mean, dude, I'm like, I told you, you know, logistics aside on our event, like, I might meet you for a beer downtown. Like, this is your destiny. I'm sure people are screaming into their headphones, like, Ted, go to that damn game.
Go to the damn game.
Why are they still talking about this?
I don't know. And the worst part is like, I'll brag. I don't want to say I don't want to brag. I have some good tailgate hookups in this town. Like, Kyle's been a part of my college run. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them, which was awesome. But the NFL one I go to is literally across from the team shop.
Oh, bro, this story writes itself. I'm going to be embarrassed if you don't go. Also, you mentioned the money. Forget about the $300, Ted. That money's already gone. You're going to spend it on something stupid anyway. And I mean that with all due respect, because I do like you.
You're 100% right. Over the course of the weekend, going out a couple nights, taking Ubers, like, you're right. I'm going to spend $200 anyhow on bullshit.
Exactly. And know thyself.
The story of how you got the tickets is going to fucking crush at that tailgate. Like, just picture it. People are coming up and they're just like, you're telling them how you got tickets. They're like, we're so fucking glad you're here, Ted. We're going to fucking win this game. And you're going to be like, dude, Mike's fine right now. Like, Mike's going to be the furthest thing from your mind in that moment. And 13 years from now, you'll be like, I'm so glad I was at that game.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, right? The last one they played against the Rams was awesome.
Dude, also, like, I don't want to make it too heavy, but, you know, some generations, like, you see some of these athletes now, and you're like, wow, that guy is a specimen. Like, he is a freak, genetic, like, you know, end of the distribution outlier. And if you think about it, like, you're kind of that way. Like, tell me that the Smiths don't have a long-standing 40-year family culture of drinking in parking lots, tailgating Maryland games. Like, right. This is, and I mean this with all due respect, like, this is what you're built for, dude.
Yeah, and I mean, you were with me at the last biggest game, the national title game.
Yeah, the Natty, like, you're built for tailgating, dude, and I mean that as your friend.
Yeah, the Husky game I saw you at, I didn't even go into that game. I just was tailgating.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Like, if I feel like at some point, Mike is just going to text you and be like, Jesus, just go. Like, when he's like, you know, because he edits these casts.
Well, actually, Matt does.
Yeah, just I was shorthanding it for people listening.
He probably won't be able to, because I'll say to him tomorrow, like, do you listen to the cast at all? You might want to. By the way, I'm not going to be at your house on Sunday.
Good news, bad news.
Blame us, dude. We talked him into it.
Well, he was talking about smoking meat, but he hasn't purchased the meat yet.
Me and Pop take
we don't need to make him a bad guy here.
he's the asshole. He's the villain.
Oh, man. Well, I guess I'll be the first one to say it then. Congratulations. Have fun at the game on Sunday. It's going to be awesome.
This one's going to be titled, Ted Makes a Really Good Decision.
Oh, sorry, Mike. He's going to be like, what man. The f*** is that description? Like, well, as you can hear, I just found out. So I'm literally talking through it. This might be the realest cast we've ever done, boys. Like, you can hear my voice. Like, I am going through it right now.
We're naming names.
Like, right. I was like, yeah. Matt, what do you think? And then he goes, hang on. Let's wait for Cobb to hop on so we discuss it. Yeah.
I mean, look, dude, you're a good guy. I get that you're conflicted, but like this game, I mean, you're not going to regret this move. You can patch up that friendship with Mike.
Yeah, I mean, but hell, who knows?
But you will never patch the hole in your heart from missing this game.
That's the other thing is that, A, I literally said it today in the studio. Well, if I got one, it cost. And then, man, and it's fine. I'd have no issue with that ex of mine. But I remember sitting there that night and was like, I will never pass up an NFC Championship game at cost again.
Well,
like that guy had no idea what the next 13 years laid ahead of him. But God damn it, he made a promise to himself, boys.
That's what I'm saying, man. Ted, it's like sometimes you get sort of resolute. Like when you were like, Cobb, we've been talking about Burning Man for 5 years. We either need to go or we need to shut up about it. And you looked me in the eye, and I was like, okay, looks like we're going to Burning Man. Was it convenient? No. Was it easy? No. Wow, dude. I feel like you're riding off into Valhalla right now for this one. Honestly, Ted, you deserve this ticket, man. Get in there.
Yeah, let's do it. And I mean, I went to the last Husky tailgate of the year. Why not go to the last? I mean, look, win or lose, it's going to be the last tailgate of the year.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, dude. You've done a lot for this team. You've done a lot for this city. You've done a lot for your family this year. It's time to do something for you. You're the dog.
Also, my body is not happy, but I'm pretty sure I racked up $4,000 on Sunday eating hot dogs and brats.
Nice, dude. It's like grilling free money, baby. Wow, so you threw down four dogs in one day? Nice.
Well, we could argue the logistics. Couple, and they were big. I think I sent you a picture, right? Yep. Those were big boys.
A good looking
ballparks,
picture.
Or what are we doing?
No, they were the Costco big guys.
4 foot longs?
So I put down 2 foot longs. Then as the night went on after the game, I honestly, your boy was in a very happy place Saturday. I thought we were going to go out. We didn't. Our other buddy left early, and then some people might have hit the green a little too hard after the game. So I could tell my buddy was like crashing, getting close to crashing out. And I was like, he's like, dude, I'm just tired. You could stay up and do whatever, which basically means I was going to drink a few more beers and then carve up bratwurst and have a little tasting session with mustards.
Dude, the idea that you ate 4 Costco hot dogs in one day, that tells me you're in a flow state. For some people, that would be a fugue state. For you, that's flow state.
Hey, and credit to my guy Sean, man. Caramelized onions, sauteed peppers, like I don't know. It's always like, I guess we could just do hot dogs and brats, but I'm telling you, it was awesome. It was a nice sunny day, like just sitting outside grilling, and then yeah, we had a whole condiment thing set up. I mean, it was great. And like people will stop down and eat a hot dog or a bratwurst, right? Whereas like if you have barbecue out there, like people will pick at it or maybe wait to make a sandwich. It's a little messier. Like I don't like right before kickoff, I saw Brett sitting down. And I was like, he's right. We got to hammer down a couple dogs because we had already been drinking a bit. And I was like, we got to get in this. And then, man, the boys just came out on fire. They ran that touchdown back. And it's just like, And as the week goes on, I'm starting to believe more and more in the Seahawks. I'm still nervous for Sunday, but I'm like, who knows? They might just beat the doors off of there's a lot of curses this week, off of L.A.
I mean, they've got the talent, you know. I don't want to compare them to Indiana, but they're pretty damn good. And they were, you know, winning all aspects of the football game, obviously.
They lost by two on a missed last-second field goal when Darnold threw four picks.
Right, like, and then we beat them by one, right?
Yeah, and, like, the defense looked a little off that night, like, I don't know. There was clear issues on our side both games, and they were close, and we won one. And, you know, that team looked dialed in all aspects on Saturday against San Francisco.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'm already prepared Monday to go into work either way, whether I go to – well, like I just already said today, I was like, we're going to feel like trash on Monday, but that's worth it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, just like being hungover is one thing. Hungover when you've been hammering hot dogs and bratwurst is even worse. But I'm just like, hey, you're only here so many times.
Dude, don't focus on the costs, man. Don't focus on the costs. Focus on that feeling, how good it's going to feel when the wind is blowing through your hair in that stadium.
And we're talking about like 13 years down the road, because that was the last time when you told yourself you'd never not take an opportunity like this again. And I just realized, like, dude, think about like July when you like miss football and you think, oh wow, remember when I went to that conference championship game? Like that was so sick. Like that's going to be one of the first places your mind goes when you miss football this summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't know what this podcast was going to be about, but we were going to talk Seahawks either way. But yeah, you're right. That's too good of a ticket to pass up.
What kind of personal angle? I think you should call Sean on the break when we take our break.
Just be like, hey, this is all we're talking about. It's official. We're doing it.
Yeah. Strap up. Start popping pads out there in the parking lot, dude.
Also, how nice was it to be the one game that annoyed the nation? I was loving it. Like by like halftime, I was like, man, if I was anywhere else in the country, I'd be so annoyed. The Saturday night primetime game just sucks. But I'm like, I'm so happy it sucks for the rest of the country. It is great for us.
It was so fun.
It was so fun. And just a blowout. Yeah. I will say the game on Monday night was good. Did you guys watch the college championship?
Yeah, I was. Well, before we get to that real quick, but just all, outside of the Seahawks game, all the other playoff games were pretty good too.
Yeah, definitely. Seahawks game was good for us. I had a lot of fun.
That's mostly, if you're not in the Pacific Northwest, everywhere else is like, just turn it off, dude. Either let's just call it a night.
That was like the perfect divisional weekend. All the games were close, except for the Seahawks blowout. Seeing whoever won the Rams Bears, I was like, they're playing an extra quarter in frozen conditions. This is great for us. You know, like it was just as good as you could have hoped for all four games as a Seahawks fan.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. And then like Cobb saying last night, man, kind of the end of the weekend, like, ooh, we got a national title game. And that was a good game as well.
That was a fun one. That was a ride. I mean, I think we all kind of knew Indiana was going to win, but man, they had to lay it all on the line. It was exciting. Miami, I mean, look, got some explosive.
I mean, I could show you the text thread between like my tailgate crew and like it starts off. My brother's like, you guys got, and I go, I think Indiana's just too tough. Then around halftime, I was like, Miami's defense is really good. There's a couple more. And then I think for Indiana, blocking that punt and scoring that touchdown was massive. Because it looked like, to me, I was like, ooh, Miami might turn this thing, like just start giving it to them. And then for Mendoza, I mean, you win the Heisman Trophy. You have that run. That was like the last one I said. Just like, what a run. Like, this is why you win a Heisman and a national title. Like, that guy just looked awesome.
That run was insane. And honestly, when he took his first step, he was headed right towards the defender. So it was like the changeup, then like coming off that tackle, the spin, the dive. I mean, you know, it wasn't quite the level of the Bush push, but it was up there as like an iconic play.
And Cignitti having the balls. You send out the kicker, call a timeout. Like, I love that guy afterwards. How long did you think about that? He's like, a while. And he's like,
it was long yardage, too.
Right. And he was just like, it's a coverage we had seen it for. We had watched the tape, and I just felt he could do it. So we went for it. I'm just like, that is guts. And just making that call, especially after you already trotted out the field goal team.
Yeah. And like, I mean, this deep in the season, everything on the line, and they're like, you know, fairly conservative play calling to just be like, all right, we got to lay it all out there and put it in the hands of the guy with the Heisman, you know? And like, it was it wasn't a broken play, but I mean, like, they had, you know, penetration. Like, they got to him. And so,
credit, you know, I said, I was talking to somebody today. I said, look, it worked. You got the best team, won the playoff. There was good games, like good for college football.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Great for college football. And great for the state of Indiana. Like, where have they been for the last 20 years, you know?
Yeah. Well, also,
back.
I said, you know, like I'm a Husky fan, but first and foremost, as a Maryland fan, just like I know what it's like to be a pseudo basketball school that's terrible at football. Like, what they've done in 3 years or two, it's just unbelievable. Like there's got to be more guys like him out there coaching that you can go get instead of spending millions upon millions on whores like Lane Kiffin.
That dog thing's still chapping, yeah.
Hey, there's only so many times I'm gonna be the goddamn toad or whatever, the frog, and let that scorpion. Like, I'm not letting this one go. He's still a whore.
Dude, honestly, man, I don't know what it is about the dog thing, but it really just twisted a knife with you. I've taken it up as my I drop that story pretty regularly now, and like the amount that has affected you, that he had a fake dog, it just has blown me away. Hilarious.
It's just wrong, man.
It's everything that's wrong with the world, with college football wrapped into one.
All right. You know, as long as we're talking about me going to the game, one more question. Saturday, I knew we were at a house. We might hit a bar. So I wore a pretty like clean pair of shoes. We were like, first wear? I was like, no, it's the fourth, but I've kept it very clean. Saturday or Sunday at the game, though, like generally I go old man and go function over form, or do you break out the good shoes for a championship game?
Oh, man. And you said it's going to be sunny out?
It's going to be sunny out, yeah. That's just a lot of beer spillage.
A lot of beer spillage. Also, you're in a crowd, so people are scuffing them, you know, which isn't great. What color?
They were white with like gold and red trim. They're the Olympic Air Force or Air Maxes. I have other pairs of Air Maxes, but I'm just like, last game I went to, frankly, I just wore my Hokas. So I was like, I'm going to be walking around a lot.
All right, don't do that. Because this is a championship. I feel like you got to trot out something special, personally.
All right.
But then again, it's a championship, so you're going to be drinking hard. You know, you're going to do a lot of damage, potentially. You're going to be out for a long time. Those shoes will take some else. I don't know. What's your gut say?
You got to have some other, like, fresh Air Forces that you've worn more times that can withstand it, though, right? It's not
These
are Hokas. Yeah.
No, but I don't know. For F1 on the last day, that's one thing I like about F1. That track at Austin's so big, everybody was in Hokas or Brooks on Sunday for the race. Because everybody knows how much you have to walk around. Oh, and then, truthfully, the last Seahawks game I went to, I was like, oh, I'm just wearing a pair of Hokas, dude. I'm not going to waste this.
Dude, I feel like if the universe is going to snap back into alignment with you going into this game, ending the 13-year curse, I feel like you at least have to have great footwear. I'm not saying bust out the bell of the ball, but I'm with Matt on this one. I think Kokas are definitely out. That's what I can say confidently. And, you know, time to pop off.
Yeah. Damn it. I mean, I was so worked up before Saturday. Now I feel like I'm just going to be busting at the seams Saturday night.
Do you have a fur coat?
I do, but it's... just kidding. It's pretty obnoxious. It's like one thing. I am wearing gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, thing I've learned over the years of tailgating, like, a lot of things get cold, man. I can deal with it, but, like, you don't want your hands freezing.
No. That's, honestly, that's the Seattle move is gloves and a beanie everywhere. I always have them on me. Game changer.
All right. Great weekend for ball. We've got to take a break. Glad everybody could just hear the inner workings of me, Matt and Cobb, just trying to make a decision for if I'm going to go to this game. Feels like I'm going to the game, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You're the dog. You got to.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt in the Cobb topic?
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
All right, welcome back, and thanks as always to our sponsors. When things get stinky, anything happening with your plumbing, please call Pinkies. And of course, God forbid somebody hits you or got injured, just reach out to our friends at the Advocates. Don't let the big insurance companies bully you around. All right, so do I call my buddy and just say, what are we doing? Do I call Mike? Do I talk to Mike tomorrow? What do we do?
Dude, so let me give a little bit of background. On the break, this is for all the listeners out there. First of all, thank you for listening for years, for emailing. You're a true fan. And so on the break, Matt and I started doing the dirty work for you. He was initially resistant. We've convinced Ted to make the call. Now, the question is, what we were trying to decide is, do we call Mike on the show to let him down, which does feel a little cruel? Or do we call Sean, who would be going with Ted to the game, to celebrate? Matt, what are you thinking?
Well, you know, I mean, there's class and grace in telling Mike as soon as possible. Like, hey, you know, I was excited, but did he hear you say, I'd never miss another NFC Championship game at cost?
No. That was a promise I made to myself. I might have said out loud. He heard me say, no, I'm not spending that kind of money. If I found one at cost, I'd take it.
Okay. So you're just following up as soon as possible. Hey, I found one at cost. So, you know, I was really excited about going over there, but I got to do this. Wanted to let you know as soon as possible.
I was going to say, the flip side is letting him know in person, which is a little more genuine.
Yeah.
But he also messes with this, getting this podcast on air. So he might hear all of this.
Our listeners will get closure either way. And then Mike would find out before this airs, either from getting it from my email or from you talking to him in person or on the phone off the cast.
Which is I'll say this at the risk of sounding like the uncle on cocaine, Ted, I love Mike. You're going to that f-ing game.
I'm like, the podcast fans will know if they follow us on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, because I will definitely be sending pictures to Matt like, I'm here.
We did it. Yeah.
I mean, this is a generational Smith family opportunity. You guys are tailgaters. You've trained your whole goddamn life for this.
Call Sean. It's a celebration.
I think we call Sean for the celebration.
We'll save the logistics and the cleanup for after.
Right. We'll worry about the aftermath later. Yeah. All right, I'll put him on speaker. If he answers.
Oh, he'll answer.
It's probably on. All right, hey, dude, just heads up. People can hear you on the podcast.
What's up?
Do we got to pull the trigger and buy those tickets?
I mean, I'm man, I guess. We got to tell Mike.
So the options were calling you or calling Mike. I was like, I'll tell Mike in person tomorrow. But, like, the boys are fired up. Cobb's here. Matt's here. They're all riled up. I'm like, wait, we got to do this.
You know where those tickets are, though, right?
I'm assuming way up in the 300.
Yes.
Valid point.
Yeah.
How far up?
3/4, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you expecting? It's the NFC Championship.
It's NFC Championship. They're at cost. Sean, where people want to know on this podcast, where's your mind? I might pull the trigger either way.
Look, man, I'm in. At cost, I'm in. I just, you know. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I just don't want to f*** over Mike.
He did drop an F-bomb there.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Cop's right, man. It's you're the dog. We're being too nice about it. Mike will understand, I think. I hope.
The thing is, if they win, like, I'll never forgive myself for not pulling the trigger.
Yeah, exactly.
And when she texted me, I thought about it. I was like, man, I've never been to an NFC Championship game. So,
and I had a chance to go to one. I didn't go. And the girl I was dating was asleep half the whole second half.
And he vowed to himself never to make that mistake again.
Yeah, right. I vowed to myself, I'm not doing this again. It's been 13 years in the making.
Yeah, if you're in, I'm in. Let's do it.
There we go, boys.
It's
the NFC Championship bound.
That's a real friend right there. That is a real friend.
All right, I'll call you.
Love you, Sean. Hey, if they win the Super Bowl, we got to smoke that Marb Red together, dude.
We do, yeah. Well, not yet, but we do.
All right, I'll buzz you after the cast. See ya.
Wow.
That was like week 4 or 5 we made that promise to each other.
Like, we'd smoke Marb Reds in honor of Dick Hammer's grandson if he wins the Super Bowl.
Dude, 100% in.
I should probably bring a pack with me on Sunday just in case. Like, Ted, are you smoking cigs? Like, only because of the Marlboro Man.
Marlboro Man's grandson just sent us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, dude. Well, boys, I got to say, it feels like we just ate our dessert without having the entree.
Well, I forgot to ask you, how many emails do you even have?
It's got to eat his broccoli.
We got 2. We can do it. It's up to you. We can do it or skip it. Either way.
No, we should read them, but you guys are right. Michael, understand.
Yeah, man. That's an amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
He would totally do the same thing.
Yeah, he should. Like, I would respect him doing it. The thing is, we all love Mike. Mike is an awesome guy. It has nothing to do with him. It's, like, about the opportunity, you know?
Correct. And it's about time Ted Smith was back at the 300 level.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Up in with the dogs.
Right? Maybe I just go full rage. Jesus, this guy's really into this game.
Demon mode. It's like, who eats 7 hot dogs? Guy getting paid for every one of them. That's who. Oh, man.
I will say, this is one of those few tailgates where I'll actually have to be like, ooh, we got to take it easy. We want to get buzzed up, but we don't want to be drunk during the game.
Yeah, this is going to be, I mean, dude, you've trained your whole life for this. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah.
This is your Shangri-La, your magnum opus.
And boys, I'm telling you, the city was electric Friday and Saturday. We had a Friday off because Thrill had to take his kid out of town for a volleyball tournament, right? And I had to run like old man errands, right? I had to stop in a bank, send it, go to another bank to send it, blah, 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 deposit in somebody's account, go to Target, go to Costco. Just everywhere you went, everybody's like, go Hawks, go Hawks, go Hawks. It's just unbelievable.
Dude, that's you. I mean, you've got me seriously thinking about getting set up for my event early and coming down to at least drink a couple beers on asphalt.
Ted, that energy is going to be around all this week. And now you're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm going.
Yeah,
correct.
Every time.
Yeah. mean, I was up here telling you boys, I mean, I was like worked up into a frenzy Friday afternoon, like got everything done. I got home. I was making mini crab cakes. I was just like, I can't wait. And then, yeah, I mean, I was on that light rail by like 10:45 on Saturday morning, heading down to Tukwila, the Tukwila.
Oh man, Ted, speaking of crab cakes, I have a new dish that you got to try in Austin. Instead of crab rangoon, it's called crab lagoon. It's in this amazing tiki bar, and it's fried wontons as your chips, queso with a giant lump of crab meat on top.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was honestly, it was killer. It's one of the best.
I also have to stop following that one couple and the ATX drinker. Have you been to Leroy and Lewis yet?
No, barbecue place. That's been on my list for like 2 years. Still never been.
And last time I was in Scottsdale when they still had a food truck, talking to the guy's dad, and he was just, and finally he was like, well, my son and his friend run this really good food truck, blah, blah, blah. And now I see it's like winning all these awards. I saw some dude the other day. He went in just for the burger, and he was like, this might be the best hamburger I've ever had in my life. I was like, Jesus.
Wow. God. Yeah. I've had that place on the list for a long time. I don't even know where it is. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. But yeah, Matt, I follow these Austin people. It's like the one couple, they always just go and they're eating food and stuff. But then that ATX guy, he's always like showing cool new bars and stuff. And like a friend of one of my friends is moving to Austin. He's like, you got to come down and visit. And I was like, I don't have any plans yet, but I'll be down there at some point. And he was like, for real? And I was like, right. God, what have I been down there? 6 times in the last 2.5 years? Like,
I'm an Austin guy, dude. Don't worry about it.
Like, it might be just something stupid for 3 days. We're like, I'll be down there. And he's like, it gets hot in the summer. I was like, I know.
So speaking of you having a surreal moment at the Seahawks game, which is coming up, subject of this first email, surreal moments and year of the dog.
Nice.
Salutations, boys. It brought me great joy to hear the rallying cry of the year. I got married about 6 months ago, and it brings me a lot of pleasure to dap up my wife and hit her with a big dog. She hated it at first. She hated it at first, but last month she put happy birthday, big dog, on the cake. So I'm looking forward into the year saying, let's get it, big dog. As far as surreal moments, I've definitely had a few with the military, state law enforcement, and teaching. But private security services led me to being at tea time at a music festival with Robert Plant and his personal bodyguard. I'm not one to get starstruck. I'm not going to say that we became friends, but it was still wild to sit there with the voice of Led Zeppelin. Anyway, thanks for all the laughs and deep thoughts. Let's get it, big dogs. Arr!
I like that. Right. Isn't it that famous thing with like Tiger Woods? Just like big dog.
Oh, man. And then the other emails were just related to us being uploaded on the other stream. There's 3 of them.
Oh, yeah. That it came up quicker.
What do you mean? Oh, just that we're on the men's room feed. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it came up in there. Nice.
It only came up in there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what I texted you about when I realized that someone tweeted us and was like, yeah, you guys hasn't been on your page, but it's on the men's room feed. And I was like, well, let's try to get that resolved.
Oh, yeah.
It took a couple of days to get resolved. And I was like, you know what? The men's room probably has more subscribers than us. So we're just getting like that was a good episode last week. All hyped about the Hawks. Like, that's a good first impression. Does it, you know? New reach.
Now, they realize the podcast is just us three making plans for the weekend.
This week, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome in, new listeners.
Yeah. Welcome aboard. It's like, God, Ted really does love Mike, but he wants to go to that game. I can hear in his voice. It's like, Ted, dude, this year is all about instinct, man. Selfish. Demon mode.
Sometimes you got to be selfish.
Exactly. Also, dude, Mike's a true fan. He would want you to go to that game. If he were
I know. I will say, in Mike's defense, he was like, can I host next week? And we were all like, yeah, man, we'll figure it out. We'll get down to Tacoma. And he was like, thanks. And then on Monday, we're like, you sure you want to host? He's like, yeah. So I feel like we've been like
hyping up. Oh, you doubled down?
Then I tripled down today. Like, what are you smoking? blah, blah, blah. Now tomorrow you're going to be like, hey, remember all that talk? Just it's out the window.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's like you take the steaks back.
Take that brisket back, dude.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's gonna be a good oh god damn, maybe I should bring a brisket up with me. I didn't even think about that. Ted, you're a friggin' genius. Okay, nice.
Yeah, and you're gonna be busy Saturday night too, by the way.
Yes, you're going to that?
I don't even know what that is. I just know London's back in town.
Oh, we can talk. A former employee of mine has a DJ show. You should come.
Oh, yep. Yep. You're right.
Nice. Let's go.
All right. Do we have any more emails? Or we're just about the cast?
No. People are just popping off on the what's it called? The feed. Now we're good.
All right. All right. Well, you know what? Let's check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's
Matt? Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt mean.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Check out what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt mean.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Check out what's Matt mean.
Yeah, it was a very chill weekend. Just, you know, watching football. That Seahawks game was just like the first game on Saturday was just like a complete blur. I was just like getting so worked up about it. And then it happened. It started with that kickoff return. And I was jumping, I was like, you're that guy that sometimes they post videos of on the internet. Like the girlfriend records her boyfriend being a complete spaz watching the game and like jumping up like a toddler. And I was like, that was me during that kickoff. Just like, could not believe it. I wasn't even sat down on the couch yet. So I was just like, oh no! I just started jumping in the middle of the living room. And then it was on, dude. It was just a good old fashioned route. And yeah, that was unreal.
Yeah, I mean, right, like, I went to the Cardinals game this year at home where they absolutely kicked the shit out of them. And I remember sitting there with my buddy Phil, and I was like, I don't remember being at a game where the Seahawks were just dominating like this. And Saturday night was the same thing. I mean, basically, you could almost say from that kickoff, the game was over. But, like, you kept waiting and being like, let's wait, let's wait. At some point, it was just like, all right, this is over. Like, the Niners aren't
coming back. Was that kickoff and the extra point was more than the Niners scored in the whole game.
Right.
That was all we needed, dude.
I will say, special shout out to the Niners for always coming out with a giant boombox and dancing around. Like, I won't repeat what I said, but it was so aggressive. The room kind of went quiet. I went, "You're sorry." I was getting very upset. The Niners, f this, f that.
I really dislike the Niners, and yeah, that game was super fun. One of my clients is a Niners fan, and so he had sent me I didn't see it till halftime. He had sent me an email that was like a pregame thing of like, maybe Darnold won't play with this oblique. He didn't come out for warmups, and by the time I saw it, it was halftime, and I was like, looks like they might be able to rest him in the second half now, so that's good news. I gotta be somewhat professional with that one, you know.
Yeah. But
I want to go for the kill all the time, and you know, they did that instead. But it was just an unreal game, and yeah, we just kind of hung out.
Say, in Matt's defense, when that news came out that Sam Darnold had strained his oblique and everything, there was like it was tense in the city. People were like, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? I was telling people at Target, getting a coffee. I was like, it's just BS. He'll be fine. And I was like, ooh, he hasn't thrown a ball. That's like, look, we could say it here on this podcast. Here's what nobody wants to talk about, right? Where it's like, he tweaked it. He hasn't thrown a ball since he tweaked it. It's like, yeah. Nobody from the NFL is going to come out and go, hey, we're going to shoot him up with Tramazole or whatever it is. And like, yeah, he'll be fine. Like, he might not throw another ball the rest of the postseason.
Outside
of the games.
Yeah. the on the Mike McDonald show on YouTube. It was so funny. Brock was like, "So when you got that news, was everybody on pins and needles, or maybe needles is a bad choice of words?" And you just saw Mike McDonald smirk. It was so good. And
it's, look, it's part of the NFL. If you think those guys don't have to shoot up sometimes to play, you're wrong.
Yeah. And yeah, shout out Sam Darnold. I mean, he was ripping those too. That pass to Jax, and there's a couple other ones where you're like, he had all the velocity and distance on those that he needed. So, yeah, it was very reassuring display from him. And like I emailed my client, like I liked that he didn't, you know, have to throw a bunch at the end. Like I think he threw 17 or 19 passes or something. So that's great news for us. And yeah, I mean, that's literally like, it's just been brewing all year. And like at this point, the Seahawks are just like fully consuming my existence, and I'm so happy about it. And you know, whatever happens, I'm just enjoying the ride, as they say. But yeah, I tried to really bask in that win, like up until basically today. I started being like, you know, the Rams are good, and like now I'm starting to get amped up about this game, and I'm sure I'll be an anxious wreck by the time kickoff comes. But man, it's been a great last few days, and basking in the glow of that blowout on Saturday night.
Yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. And yeah, it was Saturday night, and you know, I had Monday off, Martin Luther King Day. I mean, Sunday was a great day. Just kind of watching ball, popped around a couple bars. Everybody was just in a great mood. Like, you should have been in here last night. It was crazy. I'm like, ah, fine. I missed it. But like, keep going.
Oh, dude. And like half my clients watch football. They love football, at least half of them. So they're just like coming in amped up, talking about getting me all worked up again. And yeah, it's a special time. So I'm really happy that you're going to the game this Saturday or this Sunday, Ted. Guys, this is my favorite podcast episode we've ever done.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm excited too. God damn it. It's all right. Sometimes in life, you got to break the heart of somebody you love. Anyhow, I guess it's about that time.
Calm topic.
Ted, whether you know it or not, that was actually a perfect segue. So I don't know if you guys have seen, you guys are familiar with Jelly Roll, right? The artist?
Yeah. Musician.
So today I was killing some time and I watched the documentary that came out on him, Jelly Roll Save Me. And the Cobb topic this week, and it was a very moving documentary to say the least. Cop topic this week, and this podcast could be your answer, but what is the last piece of media that made you cry? Either tears of sadness or tears of joy. Feel free to email us, email@thepodcast.com. We'll read it on the show. What is the last piece of media that made you cry? Either tears of sadness or tears of joy. And I did cry during the Save Me documentary. It was so good.
Man. I mean, TV-wise, it's generally going to be sports-related. Like, I don't know. Who knows? I might cry if they win something. But you know Sunday. What gets Sunday? What gets me is those videos of, like, dudes being drafted, and then they tell some story. And it doesn't have to be, like, the kid is broke or anything. Just, like, he put in this much work and did this and that. Like, I don't know. It gets me all fired up. And then some of the just longtime sports fans, like I forget the guy's name. There's some guy from Barstool. I guess he went to Indiana and he just just held up a picture and took a video last night. His mom had passed away like a year ago. And like, mom, Indiana won. You always wanted to see it, and like brought her to the game. I was like, God damn it. Wow. And you can hear it in my voice right now. I'm getting choked up even just singing. I was like, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah, man. It's always the like, just the stuff that's kind of relatable, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mendoza's mom last night. Well, his dad like jumping right, up and coming battling. Over to her to celebrate with her appropriately. Like, yeah, that was definitely.
And she's battling MS. Like, yeah.
And obviously, you know, well, everyone knows Taryn's got a close relative with MS. She talks about it and has done a ton of great job to raise money and awareness. So, yeah, that was pretty close to home. And just seeing that was like, damn. But the last time I actually cried 3 times during the live stream for Linkin Park when they came back with their singer, like,
all right,
it with their new singer Emily. And I think the first one was when she started crying during Waiting for the End and just like couldn't do a verse, and it was just like you could see the emotion on her face, and I was like, holy shit, I'm crying at a, you know, live stream concert. Like, the hell is going on? And then that just kind of like opened it up, and there's just other songs that just brought me back, and I just thought about, you know, where, how lost I was at some of those times in high school, and how scary the real world seemed and confused I was. And, you know, I just kind of bumbled my way through it and kind of figured a lot out. And it's just like, I don't know. I just cried. I just remember crying 3 times, like, pretty hard during that. And just, it was a very cathartic experience. And yeah, so I've seen him 3 times since live. And, you know, just like the power of it isn't lost on me. And being there in person, you know, is like so meaningful. So, whatever sacrifices you have to make to get to awesome events that, you know, they're worth it. I can speak from experience on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last time I cried just sporting-wise was when I was in London, right? And just we just happened to be staying up in Islington, which is North London. And, like, I had looked it up on a map. So the game was on Sunday. So on Saturday, I was like, hey, we can just take a walk a mile up the road and go see the Emirates, right? Where the Arsenal plays. But same thing. Walking up there, like, you're getting closer, but it's England, right? So it's in a neighborhood. So it's not like American stadiums where it, like, sticks out right away. And we're getting closer and closer. And then, like, as we're, like, we turn this corner and you can just see the front gate and, like, the statues and stuff, and like, so he's like, are you okay? I was like, I'm fine. Been watching this team for a long time and never thought I'd set eyes on the actual place where they play.
Fine.
That is cool, man. That's huge.
It's Matt. Yeah, god damn it, I'm gonna end up crying on Sunday at this game.
It feels like destiny.
Ah. God damn it, boys. I'm more excited now than I was before this podcast started. And I was just happy to talk about how good the Seahawks are.
Let's go. That's what hype men do, dude. It's the year of the dog.
Oh, God. The highs and lows of football. Next Tuesday, who knows what happens when we tape this, boys.
Oh, man. Dude, we're going to be talking about how much fun you had.
Did you confirm to your friend that you want the tickets yet?
I'm going to call my buddy that we talked to, Sean, and make sure he's in. I'll break the news to Mike. But, like, yeah, I had said, can you give me till tomorrow? And they said, tomorrow's fine. But I might call them right after I talk to him and be like, we'll take them.
Great.
Yeah, I was already in kind of either way because Sean was like, dude, I'm going to the same thing Ted is. And I was like, and then he's like, all right, well, if you're going, I guess I'm in too. Yeah, because she was like, I'll check if it's just one. She goes, do you mind taking a random one-seater? I was like, nope. So, yeah.
Oh.
Love going this. To Disneyland, baby.
Big dog energy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the year of the dog. The dogs are out. I'm eating footlongs. Who knows what's going on? I might even have to get some crazy stadium food on Sunday. Let's go. The Seahawks are up. College football was great. The podcast is up. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.